What about the sentinel node procedure itself? Any pearls or particular ways you handle it might be different than others?
I would say that in the beginning, I used just blue dye, and then I used blue dye and radioisotope, and now I generally use only radioisotope. That's because I don't like the blue discoloration that sometimes occurs in the breast, and I don't like the very small risk of allergic reactions to the blue dye. The way I've overcome that is that most people will inject 5 cc's of blue dye. In my patients, I'm usually taking overlying skin. In that skin, I take a tuberculin syringe, and I take 1 cc of blue dye, and I'll inject 3 small wheels intradermally, like a tuberculin test, and that takes up about 3/10 of 1 cc. That's all I inject. And I have no problem whatsoever finding the sentinel node with 3/10 of 1 cc, and I've never seen an allergic reaction to that teeny amount. It's almost like a test dose.